from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The polls are closing in Pennsylvania's presidential primaries. Voters say inflation and border security are the issues most on their minds heading into the November election. So is abortion, which former President Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, spoke about in an interview with ABC affiliate WPVI.
For 52 years, they've been trying to get it back to the states. I was able to get it back to the states. Now all of the states are making their decision. Pennsylvania's making its decision. They're all making their decision. And this is what people have wanted.
Mr. Trump was not on the campaign trail. He is in New York, where his hush money criminal trial is underway. President Biden campaigned in Florida just days before a six-week abortion ban is to take effect. That's before many women know they're pregnant.
It doesn't matter where in America you live. This isn't about states' rights. It's about women's rights.
The president in Tampa. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion package, which includes more aid for Ukraine.
The Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a multi-state search for a suspect accused of many crimes has ended.
Police thought former officer Elias Huizar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end, he was caught in Oregon, but heading south on Interstate 5, accused of child rape, and on Monday, he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Huizar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child, Roman Santos, was safe in the car.
ABC's Alex Stone. The CDC is again warning about counterfeit Botox injections, which have made at least 22 people in 11 states sick. You're listening to ABC News. Cleanup is progressing at the site of the Key Bridge collapse in Maryland.
We are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Governor Wes Moore.
Three of these channels are already open. One with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
The new channel will have a controlling depth of 35 feet. It puts the cleanup effort slightly ahead of schedule. More aid for the Ukraine, this time from the UK.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged that Britain will support Kyiv for the next decade and, in the short term, yet more weapons and weapon systems.
This will include more than 400 vehicles, 4 million rounds of ammunition, 60 boats and offshore raiding craft, vital air defences, and long-range, precision-guided Storm Shadow missiles.
While welcoming the new US aid package, Sunak says Europe must also invest more. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
General Motors is reporting strong first quarter profits despite a dip in U.S. sales. GM says net income rose 25% thanks to deliveries of higher profit vehicles like pickup trucks. Voyager 1's making sense again. That from NASA, who says it found a way to work around a bad computer chip on the spacecraft. Now the most distant vehicle from Earth is sending back engineering updates as it travels more than 15 billion miles away. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.